doing that.
I wanted to do a reading because I'm the non-musical member of the family. And I was trying to think of something to read. I tried to workshop it with Circle Dinner. Some poem, you know, I'm purple, something purple, you know, appropriate of the age. And I was like, well, it's the year of the dragon, and it's the lunar new year, so it's like a lot of those things that really conflicted, and so ultimately, I picked a poem about Christmas. So this is called King Hillary and the Beggarman. It's by A.A. Milne, from Now We Are Six, for those of you who read this once upon a time. Good King Hillary said to his chancellor, "Proud Lord Willoughby, Lord High Chancellor, run to the wicket gate, quickly, quickly, run to the wicket gate to see who is knocking. It may be a rich man, seaborn from Araby, bringing me peacocks, emeralds, and ivory. It may be a poor man, travel-worn and weary, bringing me oranges to put in my stockings. Proud Lord Willoughby, Lord High Chancellor, laughed both loud and free. I've served your majesty man to man since first your majesty's reign began, and I've often walked, but I never, never ran. Never, never, never," quoth he, "ha, ha, ha." Good King Hillary said to his chancellor, "Proud Lord Willoughby, Lord High Chancellor, walk to the wicket, quick, quickly, quickly, walk to the wicket gate and see who is knocking. And maybe it's a captain, hawk-nosed, bearded, bringing me gold dust, spices, and sandalwood. It may be a scullion, carefree, whistling, bringing me sugar plums to put in my stockings. Proud Lord Willoughby, Lord High Chancellor, laughed both loud and free. I've served in this palace since I was four, and I'll serve in this palace many years more, and I've opened a window, but never a door. Never, never, never," quoth he. Good King Hillary said to his chancellor, the Lord Willoughby, Lord High Chancellor, open the window, quickly, quickly, open the window and see who's knocking. It may be a waiting maid, apple-cheeked and dimpled, sent by her mistress to bring me a greeting. It may be children, anxious, whispering, bringing me cobnuts to put in my stockings. Proud Lord Willoughby, Lord High Chancellor, laughed both loud and free. I'll serve your majesty till I die, as Lord Chancellor, not a spy to peer through lattices. No, not I. Never, 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 quoth he. Good King Hillary looked at his Lord Chancellor, proud Lord Willoughby, Lord High Chancellor. He said no word to his stiff set chancellor, but ran to the wicket gate to see who was knocking. He found no rich man trading from Araby. He found no captain, blue-eyed, weather-tanned. He found no waiting maid sent by his mistress, but only a beggar man with one red stocking. Good King Hillary looked at the beggar man and laughed him three times three, and he turned that beggar man round about. Your thews are strong, your arms are stout. Come throw me a Lord High Chancellor out. And take his place, quoth he. Of Hillary the good and great, old wives at Christmas time relate this tale, which points, at any rate, two morals on the way.
The first, whatever fortune brings, don't be afraid of doing things, especially, of course, for kings. It also seems to say, but not so wisely, he who begs with one red stocking on his legs will be, as sure as eggs are eggs, a chancellor someday.